Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, and sweet chariots will carry me away, and I'm going to sprout wings and fly like the morning light. Or not. A lot of these things are so fun to sing, and they roll off the tongue, and they come out of the heart like that music of the hills. But we say things sometimes when we sing these songs, at least I do. I find myself singing these things, and then I scratch my head after, did I just say that? Do I really believe that I'm going to fly away? Do I believe that there's a circle that will be unbroken, that there's a better home in the sky, Lord, in the sky? Literally, no. But it's music, okay? So I cut myself a little bit of slack there. And it's music that comes from the heart. A couple of weeks ago, we had jazz in July Sunday. I talked about sort of improvisational faith. Faith that kind of stays in one sort of framework, but has lots of freedom to move around. And you play, you dance with the music, and you go where it leads you. And it occurs to me that bluegrass, believe it or not, bluegrass and jazz have something in common. Do you think that's true? No. Musically, maybe not. But they do have this one. They're both born on American soil. These two music genres were born on American soil. Some people might say that jazz is older than America. Would you say that? Yeah, but what we call bluegrass is American. Yeah, it comes from Ireland and Scotland. It's the music of the old land, but it was adapted by Americans and picked up with very simple instruments like this four-stringed mountain dulcimer and a mandolin and a banjo. they've traced the banjo actually back to Africa. Did you know that? I heard an NPR story on that. Every music source is ancient. But these two, bluegrass and jazz, I think have this unique American quality. And another thing is that they both sort of follow a free spirit. I had to laugh, and I'm not making fun of Judith, by the way, but we were practicing this week, and Judith was like, if only we had some staff paper, I could write out my part. And I'm like, the melody. But still, that's one of the things about bluegrass music. It's more of a front porch kind of thing, and there is no music staff paper. You just say, hey, let's do this in the key of G, and you make up a harmony as you go, and you just let your heart follow the music, kind of like jazz. In that way. And there aren't big improvised solos necessarily like you get in jazz, but it jumps off the strict regimen of musical staff paper and just kind of goes where it goes. and our faith is like that. And the reason I was looking for some scripture for today, and I always at least give the lectionary a try, which is half of where this comes from. And Donna thought it was a struggle to read it. It wasn't any hard words to read, but it was difficult. You know, there are difficult pieces in there. But there are things that I sort of pull out of this, like the piece from the funeral liturgy that I mentioned earlier, with sighs too deep. We do not know how to pray as we ought. But the very Spirit, with a capital S, intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And this is something that I do believe deeply, that at our deepest level, we interact with God and the divine. We have this dance. We sing this song together, that God sings through us, and we sing through God. And I'm using the word sing very loosely there. You don't have to be a musician to do what I'm talking about. I'm talking about breathing the presence of God into places in the world where we live, right? Where we offer a hand, where we comment on an issue of the day, like the refugee resettlement issue. You know, how do we, with the Spirit moving through us, how do we respond to these huge crises? What is our best guess about that? And in our heart, where the Spirit sort of moves in and out of our lives, we are more likely to act in alignment with God's will and purposes, discerning the will of God and letting that happen. So back to this, the idea that I'll fly away, that there's chariots of fire that swing down at the end of my life, that there's a better home in the sky waiting, that I've got a light and I'm going to let it shine. All these things that literally I don't believe, and I wouldn't teach my kids to believe these, but I sure would teach my kids these songs, because why not? And why not talk about the mystery that I have no idea what happens after I die? Am I going to sprout wings and fly up? I don't know. But I do know that my spirit soars. I know this today, actually. And so why not imagine angels? Why not imagine wings? Why not imagine a flying chariot? Because they're all images of faith. They're based in metaphor, and metaphor is about meaning. And the meaning here is that my spirit soars. Has anybody ever had a dream about flying? Yeah. Has anybody ever had a dream? Let's start with the basic. You have dreams? Dreams are a mystery, aren't they? Dreams are the first evidence we have that there are other states of consciousness besides this one that we wake, our waking consciousness, right? So a dream state is another level of consciousness. And things happen in that other level of consciousness that we can't explain. We might wake up and write a song about it. Like, boy, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? A band of angels coming after me. Swing low, sweet chariot. Yeah. And those flying dreams that we have, I understand, are just pieces of our soul sort of being elevated, moving, transcending, and going to a higher place. So great. Those flying dreams are awesome. I love them. I don't have them. I used to have them a lot more when I was younger. I don't know what that's about, but we won't do psychotherapy right now on Paul. We don't have time. Yeah, Donna looked at her watch. But there's the dream state. So there are other states of consciousness too. And people who spend long hours in prayer or meditation have experience of that. Even some people who don't spend long times, they have visions, you know, they see things. So I really do believe, you know, in terms of on these levels of different things I believe and don't believe, that's hard to talk about, that there are different states. And sometimes we see little visions, we catch glimpses of the divine. And sometimes the only way to talk about them are in these sort of far out images of flying away, of chariots of fire, of a circle that will be unbroken. By and by, Lord.